Vermont's big experiment in creating a single-payer healthcare system is now over. Yesterday, Governor Peter Shumlin announced he's effectively killing the plan that would create a publicly financed insurance system. Here's a somber Shumlin pulling the plug on so-called Green Mountain healthcare.
In my judgment, now is not the right time to ask our legislature to take the step of passing a financial plan for Green Mountain healthcare.
Here to talk about how this happened and what it could mean for New Hampshire is NHBR's health and science reporter, Jack Rodolico. Hi there.
Hey, how are you, Brady?
Good. So Governor Shumlin's announcement, a big shock in Vermont, even though there were some signs there was trouble brewing.
Yeah, well, about a year ago, the Shumlin administration was supposed to come out with a financing plan to say what types of new taxes were going to be created to pay for this plan. And a year later, the plan still had not been made public. So in the past year, while people were waiting for this plan, a lot of doubt had crept into the political discussion, the discussion among businesses. In the last few months, a lot of hospitals and businesses had really started to back away from this program and express a lot of skepticism and doubt. And the other thing was just a few weeks ago, a Vermont Digger, which is an online news outlet, leaked numbers about what this financing plan was going to look like. So the governor was going to come out with this plan at the end of the year, but some of the numbers got out early. And so it just started to crumble on itself from the outside in, it seemed like.
So was this then a political failure or was this a failure on policy?
It seemed to be a little bit of both, to be fair. I mean, on the policy end, the numbers were just off. You know, the governor gave a PowerPoint presentation during a press conference. And what he did was he really went through all of the numbers that his administration had crunched. And you just saw that this thing was very, very financially untenable. It was going to cost a tremendous amount of money. They had some of the numbers off from the get-go because the administration was expecting more funding from the federal government through the Affordable Care Act to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars more that just never came. And one of the big numbers that came out in the last few weeks that really scared a lot of businesses was that there was going to be an 11.5% payroll tax on businesses. And so that really scared a lot of people. On the political end, in this year, while we were waiting for this plan to come out, there just wasn't a lot of great communication. And that really cost him during this recent election. Governor Shumlin nearly lost to a Republican challenger in a highly Democratic state. So I think that was a bit of a wake-up call for a lot of people in Vermont.
Now, this was the first state to really try to create a single-payer system, or at least look at how feasible it was. The whole country was watching that discussion.
We'll see what happens next in Vermont. Shumlin and advocates of single-payer systems say it's not the death of the program. It's certainly the death of the program right now. There's a bill in the New Hampshire legislature to create a single-payer system here, which is dead on arrival this year, or excuse me, in the coming year. But the thing that really impacts New Hampshire and the rest of the country is the fact that one of the things that killed this program is the skyrocketing cost of healthcare, period. Healthcare all over the country. And over time, when you looked at the numbers, this program was not going to be fundable because healthcare costs are just going up and up and up. And that's happening here in New Hampshire, too.
And HBR's Jack Rodolico, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.